I'm Doug Thompson, and welcome to the Tanium Podcast, where we cover the latest tech solutions from Tanium, the global innovator in cybersecurity. On today's episode, we're discussing highlights from a new TEI report on Tanium, conducted by Forrester, the global market research firm. The good folks at Forrester recently talked to Tanium customers to assess the economic impact of the Tanium platform. And spoiler alert, we're looking at a return on investment, or ROI, of more than 200%. We've got Ken Smiley and Roy Schuster from Tanium to help us deep dive into the numbers. Take it away, guys.
Hey, thanks, Doug, for having me on. I am Ken Smiley. I am in product marketing here in Tanium and excited to talk to you about this new TEI study from Forrester.
And Ken, hi, everybody. My name is Roy Schuster. I lead the value engineering practice at Tanium. So we work on value models and ROI assessments for our prospects and customers. And our team was closely involved in the recent TEI study that we're going to talk about today.
Cool. Well, thank you both. And you've both been guests on the podcast before. But Roy, we did one, it was a while ago, talking about what we were talking about TCO. And this seems to be somewhat like an that on steroids, or we really sort of expanded that.
Absolutely. Our previous podcast, we talked a little just about the sort of overall cost of ownership of Tanium, some of the value that we create. Subsequent to that, we've done a couple of studies with Forrester, which have been very valuable for us and our customers. And Ken can talk a little bit about the study that we're about to talk about on this podcast today.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. And it's maybe a good idea to take a second just to talk a little bit about differences maybe between TCO and TEI from the standpoint of TCO typically looks at the cost. What is it going to cost you to maintain this over time? Whereas TEI, or stands for Total Economic Impact, and I'm not from Forrester, but being very familiar with the study and obviously the work that's been done, it looks at a variety of things. It looks at the costs that are involved. It looks at the benefits. It also takes into account flexibility. If it's kind of like an insurance policy, if I do something today, what could I potentially do tomorrow? And then it filters all that through the lens of risk. So it's very comprehensive. Takes into account a lot of industry data and experience that Forrester has, through many years of doing this. TEI has been around for like 25 years now.
So thanks, guys. And TCO, TEI, those are all nice acronyms and stuff, but Forrester does a lot of good work. And what sort of led to this new report that's out?
Well, Doug, we actually did a report back a couple of years ago with Forrester, and it's a great report, still out there and available, very positive results in terms of the return on investment in Tanium. But, Tanium hasn't sat still over the last few years. We have new products and new capabilities, new markets that we're in now, et cetera. And so we wanted to really provide our customers and prospects with kind of the latest and greatest, if you will. So we went back to Forrester and said, hey, would you mind doing a study again? And of course, they were happy to do so, taking into account all of the things that have changed within the last few years, taking into account new benefits, et cetera, and came out with this new study.
And the study is interesting, Ken, from the perspective of what's included. And I think things that would be, very much of interest to a lot of the people listening today. It focuses on a number of different areas that are important, such as a value and benefit to the customer of the Tanium platform, things like software reclamation, things like efficiency across processes, and also driving better levels of automation in environments. It also looked at vulnerabilities in the environment and Tanium's ability to find and remediate those vulnerabilities, and the resulting benefit from that is risk avoidance and risk reduction. And then the last area that it focused on was in the area of tooling, where we're seeing a lot of organizations with a very complex tool environment, a lot of technical debt from acquisitions and so forth, and being able to reduce that complexity and move to a single platform approach is a really large driver of cost savings. So that's sort of where we focused the study on. There were a lot of things mentioned in the interviews that Forrester conducted with five customers of Tanium that have been using Tanium for a number of years across several different industries in retail, banking, insurance, healthcare, etc. So we really saw, some interesting results across those. Overall, very impressive ROI north of 200% for Tanium customers. And that was based on sort of a composite model that they built across those five organizations that they interviewed.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point there that it was Forrester that was conducting these interviews. I mean, Tanium basically says, hey, we'd like you to do one of these studies. And then we hand them some customers, say, hey, here's a whole laundry list of people you can go talk to. They kind of pick and choose who they want to talk to and have those conversations, dive into the details and the nitty gritty. And we're not part of that process. So it's very eye-opening at times to see what do customers use your software for? What do they say about your software when you're not in the room? And what kind of value are they able to derive from it? And really, I think we're all very thankful for those kinds of open and honest conversations with someone like Forrester, an independent third party that can get to that kind of detail that otherwise you maybe wouldn't ever know. So it was a great process. I know that Forrester, again, got a lot of great information from our customers. Our customers enjoyed being able to talk about what they were doing and the value that they had received. And again, Roy, as you pointed out, many of them just want to know, hey, am I getting value out of what I paid for? And if so, how quickly am I getting that value? And in many cases, it's eye-opening that you mentioned the greater than 200% ROI that oftentimes you're able to get payback. So whatever I'm going to spend on Tanium, I'm going to get that payback in less than 6 months. I don't even have to worry about one fiscal year. In less than 6 months, I'm already in the black.
So you mentioned eye-opening a couple of times here, Ken. And being that we just sort of handed the customers, let Forrester do what Forrester does. What were the biggest surprises that you guys realized? I mean, there's some things that we inherently know about the product, but we don't have any real hard data to point at to do that. And it sounds like this sort of gives us some of that information.
Yeah. Doug, I would say, I think what we saw was not so much surprising as maybe more of an endorsement or a validation of some of the things that we've talked about with literally hundreds of customers over the last, 5 or 6 years, right? And it's good, in sort of a random selection to be able to get that confirmation. We do a lot of analysis for customers, one-on-one with that customer or prospect. We do, we have other tools that we use, and we make a lot of assumptions. We make a lot of, guesses about the level of improvement that a customer might see. The great thing about the TEI study, both when we did it a couple of years ago and this study, is really confirming what we think is the benefit and, giving us that validation of the numbers and the predictions that we make, and also getting, anecdotal feedback that's, qualitative feedback from customers where they give us information that maybe we couldn't get directly. So that intermediary of Forrester being there gives us some positive feedback and finds out, it allows us to say, here's some areas we're doing really well, and we want to keep focusing on those.
Yeah. And Doug, Roy had mentioned earlier the move from kind of a point solution cobbled together environment to a singular platform, as you're able to replace some of those tools and work from, what oftentimes is called a single pane of glass, how much that really accelerates your time to value. And I think that's maybe part of what, when I say eye-opening for our customers, it's like they didn't realize how much they had improved and how much more they could improve by moving in that direction with Tanium.
Yeah, I talk to people they've been using this tool or that tool for years, right? And they think they are very efficient at that tool. But again, I think that what you're saying is this study surfaced some areas of that, hey, this is actually this task switching. I'll spit it out in a minute. Task switching, it's not hard to do. That's task switching is really costing us money because we're losing efficiency stuff. Whatever we gain from knowing this one tool, we lose in switching and trying to go on and do that.
Yeah, I would say that there's a lot of tools out there that are very good. They're purpose-built for one or a small number of use cases, right? But when you're using each one of those separately, we like to talk about with customers that you're sort of paying an integration tax, if you will. To make all of those things work together takes time and effort. Also, they don't always agree. every architecture of a tool has a different way of viewing the endpoints in your environment, analyzing and scanning them, and the results that they provide don't agree with each other. If you're in a platform situation like Tanium, where we were able to give that single pane of glass and source of truth, that tax largely goes away as you're able to go onto a consolidated platform.
So does a TCO take into account sort of the learning curve of adopting and doing new things on Tanium?
It does. And in the Forrester study, you see that from the perspective of the benefits that accrue to a customer grow over time, right? There are certain things that are more low-hanging fruit. An example being, you know, many of our customers are able to realize savings very quickly from software license reclamation. That is something they can see, you know, immediately in that first 6 month period. The report reflects that. Other things are a little more difficult and take time, but are benefits that are maybe even more substantial and sort of meaningful to the customer as you improve your processes, as you're able to increase automation and efficiency in the environment, for example.
And Doug, I think one of the things that is also uncovered in that report is that the ability for teams to come together and work together. So the example I'll give is, you know, maybe the security team's really involved with vulnerability scanning, and now they've just found a whole laundry list of vulnerabilities. But you know what? It's up to the ops folks on the other side of the house to go get those things fixed. If you're using separate tools and separate teams, oftentimes things get siloed. As Roy said, you get an inefficiency tax that takes place. Versus what, you know, was uncovered in the TEI report is how much you can save, not only in time, but in personnel and, you know, levels of risk, et cetera, by going with that platform approach where one part of the platform identifies the problem and another part of the platform fixes it. Again, all, you know, from a single pane of glass.
No, I like that. I mean, it tells a more of a complete story, which I think a lot of companies are really looking for now. You know, they're looking at every dollar they spend and are we doing it right? And it really sort of gives some credence to, hey, just because we've always done it this way doesn't mean that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think another key thing about the study is that, five organizations that were interviewed that contributed to the study. Kind of the Forrester approach is to find commonalities among those five customers and things that they all can talk about, and then basically build a model upon that. But if you read the report, there are some interesting points in there of organizations that had other types of benefits that, you know, maybe we didn't expect or are sort of on top of what you see there. That didn't make it into the model or the formal report and calculation because it's more isolated but for one or two customers. But some examples, one customer called out that Tanium helped them reduce their cyber insurance premiums, which is fantastic. We've heard that many times, but it's not something that applies to every customer. Another customer talked a little more about how Tanium was extremely useful for them because they do a high number on an annual basis of mergers and acquisitions. So Tanium being able to read the information about the assets that are being acquired from that other company and then helping to integrate them into the environment into a single view again is really useful. Other organizations in the study didn't, you know, have that high level of M&A activity, so it wasn't included in the overall report. But we believe what you're seeing in the report is really solid, but there's an even better story based on some of the specifics that an individual organization may be using Tanium for.
And Doug, to expand on Roy's point there with mergers and acquisitions, because I've dealt with several Tanium customers that do use Tanium for mergers and acquisitions. And one of the things they like, and it goes back to talking about having separate tools, is that when they are acquiring another company, and they're bringing assets into their environment, they don't know what's on those assets. They don't know how secure they are. They don't know if they're infected with something. And it becomes a catch-22 with most of those point solutions that, oh, well, we got to get it on our network and on our domain before we can analyze it with XYZ tool. But by that time, it's too late. We've already brought it into our environment. Where Tanium works differently, and we can do things off the network and off the domain to analyze that information and those assets that you're thinking about bringing into your environment before you ever do. So the risk goes way, way down for those customers. And again, it's a huge savings. It's not reflected in the report because not everyone does a lot of M&A activity, but certainly a lot of additional benefits above and beyond. And that's maybe one final point to make. This report is conservative. So the numbers that we talk about, we say 200 and some odd percent, that's like the most conservative number. So any prospect or any customer should easily be able to obtain that number. And we have certainly many of anecdotal situations where customers have told us their return has been far, far greater.
Yeah, that's one of the things that people tend to take these reports with a grain of salt. This is the best case scenario, right? It's different, but to use an analogy to the M&A analogy part, it's like buying a used car. Do you want to take it to the mechanic before you buy it, or do you want to take it to the mechanic after you buy it and find out something's happened?
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a really good point. So that's all fine, but I look at a lot of these reports and that company's not me. Is there a way we can sort of help, tailor that to each individual situation?
Yeah, a couple things there to inject, Doug, is one is, this report is informative. It's educational to our prospects and customers to learn about that. And it gives them a good feel of what other organizations that are struggling with some of the same issues or how they're handling that, right? What we can do from that point then is to use the information in the report to tailor analyses for individual customers. For prospects that we're talking about who are considering buying Tanium, we do that in a number of ways. And when we did the report a few years ago, off of that report, we built a calculator, which basically, is predictive and forecast the value that customer might see based on using Tanium. Using the information that's in the TEI report, we're refreshing that right now, and we'll have a new version of that. So working with the Tanium rep to go through that process and sort of do a predictive ROI for an individual customer or prospect is a great way to go. Secondarily, if there are customized or sort of unique circumstances for a particular account, we can build a custom analysis, right? We can do that. And that's part of what my team does, and working again with your Tanium rep to build something like that out to justify the investment from both a cost and a benefit standpoint is something we can help you with as a service that we provide just as a normal part of doing business with our customers.
Yeah, and Doug, Roy makes a great point there about, not only is it kind of self-service through the ROI calculator in terms of putting your own numbers in there. You can read the report and say, hey, I don't believe those numbers. I'm not one of those customers that Forrester talked to. I'm unique. I'm different. Okay, great. Take your unique and different numbers, put them into that calculator, and instantly get back the details you need to help make that justification. And as Roy said, if it goes beyond that, you need more granular information, it's highly detailed, whatever the case might be, then you can engage the value engineering team with Roy and they'll produce that for you. But it should not be any sort of roadblock where someone says, I can't justify the purchase of this software. I don't know what it's going to do for me, because absolutely we can help answer that question.
There's a final question. What did we learn out of this that's going to sort of help direct where we're thinking about taking things in the future? Tanium as a platform and stuff like that.
Good question, Doug. Really, there are a couple of things coming up from Tanium or have recently launched that will likely drive us to do yet another one of these studies in the next year or two. And the reason I say that, it's really two key points. One is that digital employee experience, or DEX as it's often called. That's a game changer for many of our customers, to be able to improve that experience overall, to shorten times, to address issues within the environment, et cetera. That launched just this last year. So, customers that Forrester spoke to for this report hadn't yet implemented it or were in the very infancy stages of doing so. So they hadn't derived the value yet. It'll be interesting to see how much value they are able to drive over the next year or two. The other, and probably the one that is significant across the board and touches all areas of Tanium and our customers, is autonomous endpoint management. And what Tanium is doing there with AI and machine learning to really automate in an intelligent and thoughtful way the entire Tanium platform and enable our customers, again, to do more in less time, to drive additional value out of the platform. We're really excited to see what our customers do with it. Obviously, we want to see the value that they're able to obtain, and another report will help us get at that in the future.
I've been speaking with Ken Smiley from the product marketing and Roy Schuster from the value engineering practice at Tanium. To learn how Tanium platform can benefit your organization, visit tanium.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating and be sure to subscribe to the Tanium podcast to hear more discussion and debate from Tanium partners, customers, and team members across the globe.